You're joking, right?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
What up, Ron?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You just got back from
I got back. Yeah, we were in St. Thomas, which was very nice. St. John we went to for the day, and even which was a much nicer island than St. Thomas.
And then St. Bart's is Saint the Bart's nicest is there. One. That's the well. There's one where the billionaires go. Like it's very like Jeff Bezos and those and Mark.
Gotcha.
I think St. Croix or St. Bart's. One
could
of
be
those.
One of them.
I don't know.
And then about an hour and a half from there, which we didn't go. We've been previously went on a cruise called Virgin Gorda, where they have all these like you walk through these caves that are like in shallow water, like up to knee deep, and it's really cool.
That's cool.
That was very cool.
you went to Little St. James.
We saw that. Which was a little eerie.
Yeah, it's very weird. Did you see like any of the buildings on it?
All the buildings.
Like the temple?
That's on top.
Yeah, on the like the top of the hill.
Yeah, and we saw the main house. We saw the other houses. And
that's weird. Little St. James is Epstein's Island.
Right. So somebody bought it, private person bought it for $60 million. And they're going to probably, they're saying they're thinking about putting a hotel in there.
Yeah, that's what, someone bought it. Who had been to the island and like to cover?
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm guessing.
Oh,
they're not. I don't think they would just let anyone just buy that. There's probably evidence.
Why?
There. There's evidence.
No,
there,
it's probably. Past done. It's the estate they bought from the estate. What DNA like semen?
No, just like documents and stuff.
No, I think everything's gone at that point.
But then, how could they like? Who's selling it?
The estate.
Epstein's.
Yes,
estate?
To pay back the victims. Yes, that's how it's done. But either way, it was a little eerie.
It was even Epstein's estate. We have no
idea. I don't even know. But
he doesn't have any children or anything.
But there's still you don't have to have children. No, you have to have an estate.
When right, but like, obviously the executor to Epstein's estate is probably also bad. You know, it's like it goes.
No, it could be court appointed. You don't know. It could be a receiver appointed. If there's creditors out there, it could have been a receiver appointed for the benefit of the creditors.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm just saying it goes deep, that shit.
It doesn't go that
like,
deep.
Like I would. Oh, it does. It definitely.
I don't think it goes that deep.
But it was imagine that anyone who's like owning that is involved. That's just my point.
That's your opinion?
Of course.
Speculation?
Absolutely.
No, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
But it was a nice trip. There's really not much to do there. St. Thomas, we were there many years ago when we stopped by for a cruise. It's a shit town. It's gotten worse. When they had the hurricane, they had two hurricanes within 10 days in a row, and that was a problem. So that and COVID really affected downtown. But interestingly enough, when you go to St. John, it's beautiful. You could see the cleanliness. You could see what's being built up. You see the new buildings.
Are they different countries?
No, because we didn't need a passport. It's a 15-minute ferry ride, like $8. But you know what? It's so... First of all, we flew Spirit, which is...
Yeah, horrendous.
Ronnie, the world's over.
Why?
What?
Well, you need a but like you need a budget thing. I think it would be the world's over if like the highest end airline in first class was all filled with
people.
I know, but like you need like it's like if you walked on a public bus in Detroit and you were like, wow, the world's over. It's like, no, you're on a public bus
no,
in Detroit.
I get it, but
you're on Spirit out of Fort Lauderdale.
Look how cute that is.
That's like the ghetto of ghetto. Okay. You know?
It was the most disgusting. I upgraded to the bigger seat, so it was fine. Best $75 ever spent in my entire life. It is so disgusting, Bronson. The people, what the fuck are these people thinking?
To, like, you have to tell us what
you're
talking about.
See, I don't mean sound like saying like it's a black thing because I'm not trying to be
I wasn't thinking
prejudicial.
About a black thing.
But it's the culture is so fucking wet. Oh, on the way there, we saw the stupid fucking island, whatever that fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
He's a clown and a half. I mean, literally, the poor parents gotta be like, I would say change your last name, like disown those kids.
I wonder what he was doing flying down to St. Thomas.
So, oh my God, like a looks like.
But you have to explain Island Boys. Everyone knows what that looks like. Right. But you said all the other people.
All right, so,
like, what do you mean?
First of all, culture, the way the dress, tatted up beyond belief. Fat is can be the obesity, but wearing less clothes than you're wearing now. Like it's shocking. Like, it's so shocking. Every one of these women. First of all, and they're wearing bikinis, whatever, but on the plane or whatever, they're bringing their blankets. It's a 10:40 a.m. flight. It's not 6 in the morning, 3 in the morning. They're bringing
Even then, the only time you can bring a pillow or a blanket on a plane is if you're a child.
Oh, I agree. I don't think you bring it,
right.
Period, right. But
also, that's disgusting. You're going to sleep with
disgusting, Drake.
And now your blanket's all dirty from the plane.
Disgusting.
I don't even like touching the blanket that the plane gives you that's already sealed.
Correct.
But then when I do touch it, it's like I leave that thing. That's trash when I go
disgusting
home.
Disgusting.
I'm not bringing my blanket back.
Bronny, the people look so low class, worse than crack whores. Disgusting
your
beyond
spirit, though.
No, I know, but it's such a fucked up, like, you need to, if you want to get ahead, you need to have some sort of a semblance of making yourself look presentable. I mean, it's disgusting. I've never seen, and there's no reason today with that Ozempic shit and whatever it is that anyone should be so fucking obese. I'm sorry. That could kickstart you to fucking lose weight.
No, that's bad for you.
Bronny, the people that wear bikinis, there should be a law. I mean, disgusting. I can't handle it. But I won't do it. But you got to take that direct flight as opposed to JetBlue. You have a stop, and you don't want to do a fucking stop. It's painful.
No. So
you suck it up.
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I'm going up. I'm going again in November, but I'm going to do a Spirit again and take the fucking big seats. What can I tell you? But it's disgusting.
Like, so when you were, I was in Palm Beach this weekend, which is the exact opposite.
Nice flex. I'm only teasing.
The exact opposite. Pump flex. It's an hour drive. You flew to an island. That's right. A flex. It's the exact opposite of what you're talking about. It's like the classiest people in the world.
Correct.
It's like so classy that we drove back to Miami from there, and we were like, ugh, the commoners. Like you feel, you're like, oh, this is a different world of elegance.
But better.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yes
and no. Like no one has fun there. You know what I mean? Like no, when people are so high class, like they're not fun anymore because they don't curse, they don't make jokes. That you know what I mean. So it is better and it's not better. Like the balance is I think where it's at.
Yes, it is. But don't you crazy? But when you see money and you see beautiful, opulent, luxury items, doesn't it make you want to work harder to get that? Doesn't it make you want to aspire to achieve those things? Doesn't it?
Yes.
Right. So,
but like the mentality, that kind of level, like that Palm Beach level of money, like the homes on the water level of money, like you can't just get that in one lifetime.
Some people do.
Like how can you just get that in one lifetime? That's like generational shit, I feel like.
There are people.
Or you had to like be in a gold rush, like, right? Like you had to like be in tech before it got big.
Right. Or you invent something, you sell a business. But look at all the homes in Royal Palm. The homes are all Palmer, 20 million everywhere. Plus.
We talked about this.
Yeah, it's everywhere you go. Yeah. Even these little islands. These homes are underwater. And these are just little islands. That's just one little island all over the world. These are multi-million dollar homes.
Right.
Everyone's got money. But then it's funny because I look at those like, oh my God. And then some of these people look at me and say, oh my God. Like, and I feel.
Of course. And those people looking at you saying, oh my God. Some people look at them and say, oh my God.
I don't know about
yes,
that.
Yes, 100%.
The people on Spirit Airlines, no one's looking at them and saying that.
Someone in like a Vietnamese village that like doesn't have internet at all looks at an American person and is like, wow, you flew on a plane to an island?
No.
Because you just could?
They didn't fly on a plane. They took their eyelashes. They ran and got some lift.
No, but you know what I mean? Like that's still like the fact that they have enough money from whatever menial job that they work, shitty job, they have enough money to buy bikinis to then go on a vacation to an island. Like, most of the world can't afford to do that once in their lifetime.
It's disgusting, Bronny. I was texting mom because she was sitting one behind me. I'm like, disgusting, gross. You see people, it's fucking atrocious. These people need to buy mirrors. They don't own a mirror. No, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. And by the
way, I mean, you just don't hang out with those people.
I will not.
Right, but like, then don't let it bother.
I'm going to create a bigger bubble. I want to create a fucking more of a bubble in my life. So, but Panthers won first game. Awesome.
I just came from the game.
Awesome.
That, talking about the hockey.
Yep. That Florida was a Panthers.
Huge pivot.
Totally awesome. It was great.
Yeah.
And
my throat hurts a little from screaming.
Good for you. You get pumped. I was getting pumped. Banks got so scared. I was clapping and going, I was going crazy every time.
It was fun.
And let's talk about, I'm sure you have stuff to talk about, but let's talk about this Columbia fucking university. Fucking crazy.
I mean, it's not crazy. That's the thing.
Okay, but you know, but,
no, but that's what's sad about it. That's what I'm saying.
It's so bad. Like, I would never send my kid to Columbia, any schools. I mean, it's fucking.
But they're all They're but all like
why
that.
Are they doing this?
Because, I mean, I think the like students on college campuses part, the why they're doing this, I think it's because it allows them to like be part of a thing.
Explain to the viewers.
I don't really know fully what's going on at Columbia, but I know that like
a lot of anti-Semitism and what they're allowing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, so I know like on Friday there was some sit-in like where a bunch of students, like pro-Palestinian students, sat on the lawn and were like, we're not leaving until Israel stops the...
No, but they're not saying stop. They're saying...
No, well, this was Friday. Okay. So like it escalated, right? It's still happening today. So that, like, they were, at first it was just like a sit-in to protest.
Prior to Friday, because Friday they were saying bad things. Friday there was some, it was anti-Israel and anti-America too. And saying that America should not, any business, they should not take any funding from any organization in America that supports Israel. I mean, it's bad stuff.
Yeah, but they're allowed to say that. Okay. No, but that's a big thing. Like, I was just, okay, so wait, let's stick to this. So that happened, and then it's just been escalating over the last, like, 2-3 days. There's been violence. There's been like actual physical violence. There's been words shared. There's been burning of Israeli flags, burning of American flags.
School should not allow it. Burning of American flags. Fucking, if you burn, get the fuck out. Seriously, school should not allow it.
Yeah. On school campus.
I don't think anyone should be allowed to burn an American flag.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know for a fact if there have been American flags burning. I know for a fact I saw an Israel flag being burned.
And I saw an American flag being burned too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. And it's a lot of it feels anti-Semitic. Like there was a couple Jewish students
it is anti-Semitic.
Walking by with yarmulkes and they were like attacked, like physically attacked.
But if it was reversed, they would not allow a bunch of Jews to go on a lawn and talk about anything. They would kick them out.
Nowadays.
Like
this week.
Or even a month ago.
Yeah, but a year ago, that wasn't a problem at all.
If Jews, we
were very, very vocal in the media and in the political sphere forever. Like that's not a
yeah. But if they did a sit down about and said we support Trump, they'd all be kicked out of school.
Right, but that's a different thing.
No, my point is, it's you understand. I'm making an analogy. Of course, I know it's different, but
yeah,
that's the fucking hypocrisy, the bullshit.
Yeah, I mean. No, but you can be like, I stand for this and I don't stand for that. That's not hypocritical. Like a school can say, we are anti-Trump, but we are pro.
No.
They could.
No.
If they want, why? They could.
I know they could.
It's not hypocritical.
I know. It is because if they had in, if which we know when Burke started going to school, when this whole Trump thing, whatever, if people said, I am against Trump, they would not make a problem. If they said, I am for Trump, they would make a problem for the students. That's
not hypocritical. That's taking a stance.
No, but the school shouldn't.
What would be hypocritical is if the school said, we are fully pro free speech. We are a free speech school.
But that's what they're saying.
No, but they don't anymore. And that's what the problem is.
That's what they're saying. No, but they are.
They don't do that.
Really.
No, but you can look at the school and no one believes these schools are free speech.
I know the actions are different, but they hide and still say so they do.
But don't believe it. So they're lying.
But it is hypocritical because they would allow people to support Biden, but not support Trump.
Right, but we know that.
But they're,
so there's no hypocrisy if it's like
it is hypocrisy.
But they're not like they're not lying.
I'm not going to debate that hypocrisy. No, it is hypocrisy because they're saying that we allow free speech.
But they're not saying that anymore.
They are.
They went in front of Congress. We talked about this when the presidents of all the Ivy Leagues went in front of Congress and literally admitted that they're not allowing free speech. They said to Congress in congressional hearings, like they're not saying we are free speech institutions. They're not saying that. They remember when the president
that's
of Harvard.
Not, that's not what I got out of that. They were circumventing. They wouldn't answer the question about
right,
that.
But if someone asks you, are you pro-free speech or not, and you don't answer it, that means you're not pro-free speech.
No, okay. But then it's hypocrisy in that too.
But no, that's not hypocritical. It's not like you're not. You know what I mean? Like,
let's not go. It's no, but if some of semantics of hypocrisy as opposed to lying.
No,
what
but I think that's
as.
Important because I think a lot. I mean, yeah. I think semantics isn't important.
Well, I think what's important is the fact that they allow one thing as opposed to the other, and it's all anti-America, anti-capitalism, pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel. It's not safe for Jews, whereas it is safe for non-Jews. I mean, it's a fucking joke. And I think that should be not government funding. They're giving government funding, federal funding, They should pull all the fucking funding from these institutions and let it be a true.
Columbia is a private university.
No, no. They're 100%. Every one of these schools, even though it's a private institution, every one of these schools get funding because they give financial aid. And when they give financial aid, I think it's Title IV money is what they're giving, okay?
That goes to the student, though, right?
No, it goes through a school program.
But it's FAFSA you have to fill out.
I am telling you, there's 100%. If you type in the private schools, they are all of them are getting federal funding. Every one of them. Look it up. Does Columbia get any federal funding? If you Google it, you'll say.
So I'm sure they do get federal funding, but they're not federally funded. There's a huge difference. Like
I'm saying they're getting federal funding. I'm not saying
but everything gets federal
funding. Actually, technically, if they are getting...
Your business probably gets some money from the government itself.
No. If they're getting...
Your PPP, did you ever get PPP?
Yeah, but that doesn't...
That's federal funding. Like, you are federally...
But
that's federal funding. You know what I mean?
I'm not doing that to rely upon my business.
I don't know.
Yeah. The schools are getting funding every year.
That they rely on? I don't know. These private ones? The public ones, for sure. Google those it. Are government.
Google it.
How percentage of just Columbia's...
Does Columbia University get any federal funding?
Sure they do, because everything does.
Well, let's see what it says.
Columbia University federal funding.
It's just saying Columbia... This is all from Columbia's website. It's just saying Columbia grants, financial aid, students can get federal grants. I don't... let's see. This is probably going to be hard to find.
All right, let's...
Columbia University is an independent, privately supported, non-sectarian, and not-for-profit higher education school. That's what this says. Annual gifts, fundraising, and an increase in spending from the university's endowment has allowed Columbia to extend generous financial aid packages to qualifying students. They received $400 million from billionaire alumnus John Klug for financial aid.
Let's go back to the thing, because I would have searched it differently.
What do you want me to search?
No, it's not,
I just said Columbia University federal funding.
I would have searched it differently. Does the federal government provide any financial funding to Columbia University?
Financial funding to Columbia University?
Sure. But it doesn't matter. Let's go to the issue of what's going on with the these stupid fucking Ivy League schools.
No, but I think that that is important, because I fully think a school like Columbia should be allowed to say we are anti-Israel, and then you as an American, a capitalist, can say, okay, I'm not going to send my student there.
I get that. I'm asking you what's going on. I'm not talking about what people's rights are. I'm saying how fucking sick, and it's disgusting.
No, it's terrible, but it's not surprising anymore. And that's but it's terrible.
The extent of it, I think, is surprising. I think that they've let it go on to this extent is ridiculous and disgusting. And even Cornell and these schools, I mean, that's fucking ridiculous. And you know, I would be shocked. Here's the problem. You do know Jews are going to send their kids next year to fucking Columbia.
I don't know. Jews are the most liberal Jews ever. I've talked to them, and you hear them. They're saying, I can't be Democrat anymore. Like that. It's when it's life or death, people are changing, and it's getting to the point of life or death. So I don't know if that's true.
I hope not. I would never send my kid to these fucking schools. Never. I would never let you fucking apply to these schools.
Yeah. I mean, I think the administration is terrible with that, but I think the administration is scared of the students, and the students as a student body are so pro progressive that
it's stupid runs white the American fucking kids.
We started when you said why. I was like, I really think the why is just it allows them to be part of something that's very easy to be part of.
Then I blame the parents.
Jews are so little, but have such control, and Jews have been Jews were the original minority, right? Like Jews were literally the first minority that every culture in the world has anti-Semitism. You know,
right, like hated them.
Where they're like, not every culture in the world has black racism. You know, like in Africa, there's not black racism. You know what I mean? So like, it's a universal thing, anti-Semitism. So it's easy to be anti-Semitic. There's very low negatives, right? Like if you're outwardly like, I hate black people. You're not getting far in the world at all. Like, no one is very sympathetic. No one's sympathetic towards that. If you're outwardly like, I hate Jewish people, it doesn't really get anywhere. No one's like, okay, there's no repercussions or consequences to that, really. You know what I mean? So, like, even Kanye was the biggest person. He came out and was like, I hate Jewish people. And everyone was like, that's terrible. Right. Okay, he's still doing everything that he's doing. There are no repercussions.
Right.
But if someone comes out and is like, I like Trump, they're canceled. You know what I mean? So, saying like being anti-Semitic,
therefore the world's fucking over and retarded.
But that's why I'm saying, like, the white Americans kids, it's so easy to be to join the anti-Semitism train and be like, I'm on the right side of history, because if they're wrong, it's not that big of a deal. If you're on the right side, if you join the group that, if you join the KKK, right, and you're like, I'm going to join the KKK because I believe this is the right side of history, and then it gets proved wrong, like, you're shunned from society forever, because people were like, you were publicly a KKK member. How could we ever associate with you? But if you're publicly pro-Palestine, let's say, and because you believe that that's the right side of history because you're progressive and you're like, I need to belong with the people who are fighting injustice, right? For, let's just say you're a stupid, naive kid. And you join that side, it's like there's no repercussions if you're wrong. And I believe you are wrong, but there's no repercussions. Like, it's so innocent. And that's the problem.
I say we beat the shit out of all of them.
But there's not enough of us. That's why it's so difficult. And not why there's no repercussions is not only are there not enough Jews, but even if we have the numbers, no one like cares. When black people get up in arms in America, people care. Everyone bows to their knees, literally. Nancy Pelosi literally got on her knees.
Fucking retarded.
But when Jewish people do it, they say, oh, you're just part of the, it's part of the conspiracy. You know, you guys already control it, so I'm not going to listen to you. So it doesn't matter. Like, and that's the problem. That's what's scary. But that's why I'm saying it's not surprising.
I think Jews need to stand up even more and become more vocal. Period.
We have been. I think so.
Yeah, I think we're still lame. But I hear you. I think we're lame.
But like the people who went to Columbia wearing the yarmulkes, like, they went into the middle of the thing to be like, let's see what these people do to me.
Right.
That's strong.
I think it's great.
Yeah, that's
great. I would fucking do that, wouldn't you?
I think you would let me.
I wouldn't let you. Right. But I would do it as an adult.
Yeah. But
as a parent, it's scary.
I feel torn about that too. Because
it's
like,
I get it.
It's also very stupid. Because like, what point are you proving? You're putting yourself in harm's way to like prove that these shitty people are shitty. It's like, we already know they're shitty. You know what I mean? Like,
Or you just pour gasoline from a helicopter and light a match.
No. No, because that's what they're saying to do to you, like, to you. And we're saying they're the bad ones.
We know they're the bad ones.
I know, but if we're the ones saying we are on the right side, you guys are immoral, and then but then don't say that stuff. Like, I think
say whatever I want to say.
Of course you can, but
I think these people are a waste of fucking breath and oxygen.
What, the majority of Americans, like, that's what it is.
If you're gonna
pour gasoline on the majority of Americans.
If these people are fucking ignorant, stupid fucks, I think fucking idiots. Thanks, go. Can't deal with these stupid fucks.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I don't know what you do.
Me neither. That's the problem. It's scary. And it's going to keep getting worse, too. So
I would. I know what I would do, but I won't say it on fucking the podcast.
No, but that's talk. Like, you wouldn't actually do that.
I can't. I know. I'm not going to kill any or harm anybody, but I like to fucking confront every one of them one-on-one and fucking let's see how tough they really are.
For sure. It's definitely a mob mentality.
You know, and let's see really how fucking tough they are, because one-on-one, it's fucking retarded. Let's bring all the fucking Jews in and fucking let's see who's tougher. Bring, let's say, 500 on the lawn of the fucking pro-Palestinians and bring 500 fucking Jews on. I guarantee you fucking Jews will come out standing.
But you just said we're all weak. Like,
I didn't say they're all.
Jews are being weak.
The Jews have always been predominantly weak in that regard, but I think that when push comes to shove, they'll stand up and do what they got to do. But they're all fucking foolish. They're all fucking hip.
I think that's like, one of the biggest reasons why it's spreads too is just the mob mentality. I think if you plucked out, like if you were able to teleport one of the white American, like, you know, 20-year-old liberals that's there, like being like pro-Palestine, you know, that they're from like New Jersey, right? I think if you brought them in and you plopped them into this room and we were like just talking to them, like, really? You really think that like Jews are whatever, whatever? I don't think their ideas would stand up to being pushed against.
I say we bring them to Palestine.
Yeah.
Seriously, just say I agree. Pro, 100% pro Palestine. That's what you believe. Yes, we're going to bring you there. I'm going to pay for your ticket.
I know, but also like I'm pro Israel. I don't want to live in Israel. I want to live in America.
No, but I don't know. We can handle living in Israel.
I know,
but, no problem.
But I don't want to. I live
no,
here.
No, but because we know there's a difference that there's due process and that harming is a whole different. There's democracy. It's a whole different thing.
Of course.
As
but you can support it. You can support a fight.
You understand. No, but there's a difference saying we love Palestine, this and that, and the people.
Yeah,
and
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Give me a fucking break. You fucking break. Right, Banksy? Or let you go after these fucking people. Let them come and ask and you bite them all.
But like, I do understand. If you didn't know about the subject and you just like saw what was going on in the world, I understand being on that side. Like I understand feeling that. Not the anti-Semitism, but the, oh my God, the Israeli military and the Israeli government are killing innocent people in Gaza. Like I don't understand the bombings.
I get it, but I don't understand that. If you don't know, then don't fucking get involved and say such hatred, toxic, poisonous kind of things. You don't do that. You can maybe have an opinion, but it's ignorant. But when you start going to that fucking mob mentality, that's what human beings are. They're fucking ignorant. Human beings are fucking evil, stupid fucking creatures. And they're the biggest problem for our society. It's a plus being a human being, but then most fucking people are retards. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but I don't think most people are evil.
I think most people are fucking problems.
I think, like, let's take that. Let's say there are 300 people protesting at Columbia. I think maybe one of them is a bad person. And the rest just either believe that they're doing something that's good, like just.
Okay, I don't agree with you.
You think that they're, like, bad people?
I don't think so. I think that they got to be held accountable for their actions, even if they're fucking ignorant and stupid, and they need to be held accountable, therefore.
For sure. But that's not means they're a bad person.
I think if...
I bet calling
the genocide to anyone in a mob mentality, you're a fucking bad person. If you're calling a genocide, if you're going to your 20-year-old kid and you say, we should kill this or that, or even...
We've done that on this show.
Or even saying anti-America, you live in America, you got your mommy and daddy paying for your school.
Yeah.
No, seriously, you're a fucking retard. And I blame the fucking parents. Parents need to man the fuck up.
We've said... to just eradicate Palestine.
No,
that's a genocide.
That's not what we said. That's 100.
You said exterminate.
Fucking 10%. That's not what we said. We said that the training and the way it is, you got to give people an opportunity to get away. You have to bring them down to dirt because you're never going to cut out the tumor. The difference is if the tumor continues to spread, you need to cut out the tumor. You need to get rid of the fucking
baby. So what is the term tumor here?
The Palestinian government, they're unfortunate. There are always innocent people on both sides in war. That's why I don't like war, but sometimes war is necessary. I think you have to just...
Right, but how is that not... How is one person... Like, you're saying anyone who calls for the death of a group of people is evil, and then when I said, that's what we've done, you said, no, it's not. No. I'm just saying cut out the tumor.
Because they're saying all Jews.
When you cut out a tumor, you kill the tumor.
I'm not saying kill all Muslims. I'm not saying kill all Palestinians. That's not what I'm saying. I never said that. They're saying kill all Jews.
We've said on the show that maybe the solution is to just exterminate everyone there. Just exterminate the problem. We've used the word exterminate.
I think people that are not part of it need to fucking leave. And the people that believe
But that's an impossibility.
I'm saying, but then you have war.
So then you just have to go in and kill them.
You have war. There's no way around it. There is war. Innocent. Look, I don't like it. Innocent people always die in war. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I think if someone in America says, I am anti-America, I think America should consider that treason and get them out of their country. You don't like it, you don't take the benefits of it. Get the fuck out. If you are anti-America ways, get the fuck out.
The problem with that
is, in general.
For sure.
I know the implementation.
No. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, where do you draw the line? Because we've been very, very critical on this podcast, and I'll be critical publicly about America. Very, very critical of the government. Very, very critical of the people that run the government. Very critical of the motivations behind what drives our culture and our society and our principles and our laws. That's anti-American.
No, there's a difference.
Right, but where do you draw the, like?
No, because treason? I don't know what the, I don't know where you draw the line. But there is a general thing when someone hates him. We don't hate America. We love America. We contribute. We pay taxes. We work. We believe in the system. We believe in democracy. We don't like our government. We're not big difference. Okay, but there's elections. That right, 4 year elections. Every 4 years you have the elections. But when people come and say anti-America, and there's a difference when you hear people preach it or protest or whatever. There's a difference between a protest, there's between giving your opinion as opposed to people who are real venomous about I am anti-America, whether it's the Muslim movement or Hamas. So, you know, you could tell there's a difference. These people should not be in our country. We should not educate them. They should not be in our country. They should not get the benefit. What,
non-American citizens?
They should not get the benefit. Even American citizens, they should not get the benefit of our system. If you don't like it, get out.
No,
you don't
get the benefit. See, I think what makes America America is you can be here and not like it. We will welcome you. That's part of...
Yeah, and how's it working out for our country so far?
Okay, but do you want to change that? You want to change that principle? That's very un-American of you.
Okay, we might have to change
it. No, but that's what's so problematic with this entire... Like, especially since October 7th, there have been so many people that were pro-free speech, absolutists, in fact, they called themselves that, that are... Ben Shapiro is a perfect example. Like, Ben Shapiro, for the last 10 years, has been like, free speech is the ultimate thing of a democracy. The ultimate, you should be able to say whatever you want to say. But now he's using, like, us as Jews as his pawn, almost, and being like, and you're doing the same thing.
But why do you think that's free speech?
Wait, hold on.
If there's death to Jews or death to Israel, which incites riot, which is what it's doing. Okay, but
you're bringing a whole thing.
No, but that, but
if I just say right now, death to Iran, is that inciting riot?
If you, but is that it?
Yeah, but that's a huge leap that you just made. You said by saying death to Israel, it incites riot, and therefore it's not a First Amendment protected.
In that environment, in that environment,
About. But I'm talking about like me just giving my opinions, because you said people who are anti-American should be kicked out, and I'm saying no, that's the least American thing. So many people on the right now, for the last 5 years, they've been saying, the left is anti-free speech. They're policing what we can and can't say. If you don't agree with them on what, you know, a trans man is, then you're canceled. But now people on the right are doing that in the name of Israel. They're saying if you say anything anti-Semitic, we're gonna cancel you. It doesn't matter. Free speech doesn't matter anymore. And I'm saying no. That's the opposite of what we need to be holding behind.
No, but okay.
You are saying it yourself.
No,
I thought you were a free speech absolutist. I am. So I think someone should be able to say into my face, I want the death to Jews. I will support them being able to say that, because that's what America is. It's anti-American to say, nope, you can only say what we want you to say. Even if you don't like it.
I think you talk a big game. If someone says to you, and you're younger, you're a little naive, you're a little more understand, but as you get older and someone threatens your existence or your family existence, let me know how you feel at that point.
Okay. I would feel, I'll feel horribly personally.
It's okay, but they could say it. Could say it.
No, you're misstating unfairly what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm going to put my hand on and say, thank you for saying that.
I didn't say that.
But you said, it's okay. I welcome them to say that.
No, they have the right to say that.
I don't think they should go to jail for saying that, correct. I don't think, I think they're a horrible, evil person. I think I'll be able to, I can retaliate against them. I can say something back. But for them to go to jail for saying,
if someone said to you, Bronson, I think you should die because you're a Jew to your face.
I don't think they should go. You think they should go to jail for
that? I think you should have the right to beat the fuck out of them and let them choke in their own blood.
Okay, that's different.
And you'd not go to jail.
You said kicked out of America. Okay. So we're talking about legal things.
I think people that are like that, okay, that are a fucking cancer to our society, serve no purpose, like Hitler. Okay, Hitler would say death to Jews, and it starts with that little aspect of it, whatever. I think these are bad fucking people, and there should be some, and I don't think they should serve a purpose.
So what about like the
KKK? I hear what you're saying.
What about like the KKK members who say like black people are completely inferior and should not be in our world? Would you fight for them to go to jail? Should they be kicked out of America?
I don't think KKK should be able to march. Man, we talked about that. I don't think they should be able to march.
Why?
Because all they do is promote violence and hatred. That's all they do. That's all they do.
There's no laws. There's okay, hate I'm isn't just, illegal.
I'm just telling you. Well, hate crimes are
they crimes.
Yeah, but that
could we're be, talking about marching. Listen, once they hit someone, it's a different story.
No, but
that's why I'm saying free speech, not eating someone up. Bronson,
I understand what you're saying from a legal standpoint. I'm talking about from a reality standpoint. I understand what the laws are. I understand the laws better than you do.
Yes.
Okay. Correct. I'm just telling you that if
we're not talking about, like, I'm talking about principles. I'm talking about ideas.
Yeah, I'm talking about ideas. I think that if someone says, I hate all black people and they should die, I think those people should be
in jail.
Get the fuck out of our country.
Wait, let's just say, like, in jail.
Like, it's hard to put, I agree with you. I'm not saying.
No, because it's not hard, because there are other countries. If you say that sentence in London, you will go to jail. So it's not hard. Like, that is a possibility. And the beauty of America, we're the only country in the world that has that protection written.
I understand that.
Right, but so you're now saying, you literally said, you know what, maybe we need to change that. You're saying we need to rewrite the fundamental idea of what makes America, America. You're saying people are saying they're so un-American that we need to become un-American to combat that. And I'm saying, no, that's hypocritical. Like, that's so scary that everyone on the right now is anti-free speech.
I don't think it's when you say it's anti-free speech. I think what happens is it is promoting it. You can make a very strong argument that it is not free speech because of the venue it's being done in. No one's saying, hey, you want to watch a podcast of the KKK and they say we hate Jews and blacks and gays. Or you want to watch this and say I don't like the Jews or I don't like blacks. That's not what we're saying. But in the environment and circumstances, the facts surrounding those circumstances, that incites riot. That is not protected First Amendment speech. It is not. By allowing them to go ahead and congregate on the lawn and say, well, we're going to allow you, but you just can't have tents. That's the stupidest fucking thing in the world. But by them allowing to do that, and when people walk through that lawn as a Jew and you get attacked, it is
attacked.
But no, prior to that, it's not free speech because that environment incites riot. The end result of attacking that person was a crime at that point. It was battery and assault. But the difference is that environment incited riot. The mob mentality incites riot. That's when it becomes unconstitutional, unprotected speech. For example, the cops are so afraid when on April 15th, when they stood in front of the fucking airports preventing people from getting to their flights, okay? The Muslims, the Palestinians did all this. The Palestinians.
Oh, yeah.
When they did on April 15th, when the police...
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
In California.
But in Florida, did you see? In Florida, course, they just ripped them out of the road and dragged them away.
Correct. My point is, when the police are afraid to do something, it's a fucking joke. That's you're on government property. You're preventing people from... Imagine the people going to work or trying to catch flights couldn't go, or had deadlines. What if somebody was pregnant and couldn't get to the hospital?
Or someone was dying and couldn't get to the hospital.
Right. Okay, so my point is, it's a fucking joke. The government walks in eggshells. Maybe the government needs to be a little more forceful in this shit, and it will stop. Just like letting people come in from over the borders. You shoot the first one or two people, they're never coming over after that. They're going to say, whoa, I'm not me. I don't want to be shot.
Okay. Let's take the example, like the Columbia 300 people on the lawn hypothetical that you were saying, like a Jew is walking by and like that environment incites violence, so it should not be allowed.
Right.
Like it should be illegal.
Correct.
Or not.
Right.
Like, so do you just think that for that group? Because free speech is an all or none.
Yeah.
Like what if there were 300, if me and all, like I'm involved in like these Jewish organizations in Miami and there's a lot of like young Jews. If we all were like, we're going to go to Bayside Park and stand together as Jews, and we're all going to be here and we're going to like stand together as Jews because we hate Palestine. Like, right. We said that. Do you think that should be illegal?
No, I want to explain how it works. Okay. So it's not a black and white answer or a black and white fact pattern on what is protected or unprotected speech. You have to look at a circumstance, and there's plenty of litigation that will be furthermore plenty of litigation in the future because it's based on a fact scenario, right? So for example, I don't know what signs are being held up by an organization. I don't know how they're acting. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're raising their arms up, if they're like looking to be physical. It all depends. So
let's say the facts were the exact same.
So at some point, it starts off as being protected. But at some point, based on the circumstances, is when it might get shut down or should get shut down for being unprotected speech.
And shut down is fine. But shut down is no. I don't think anyone has an issue with that. If it's like, oh, we're worried about this getting violent, shut down.
Right, but that's where litigation.
Saying, no, like, but wait, kicked out of the country.
No, wait, but that's where litigation comes in, because what happens is that organization will then file a lawsuit saying that I was turned down my constitutional rights, and that's when the litigation starts. But my point is, so the police now, where California's much more liberal, they let them stay in the fucking on the bridge, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours. Florida will not allow that. So every jurisdiction has to look at it based on who the government is, who's the one's watching it.
For sure.
But
we're just talking about the ideas of free speech, I'm saying. Let's take it the exact same facts, exact same. Just instead of Palestinians and what they were saying against Jews, it was Jews and what they were saying against Palestinians. Would you feel equally that they're all evil people who need to be shut down, illegal, and possibly kicked out of the country? Like, I don't think you would. And that's what I'm saying. Like, people's morals of free speech are getting tainted by personal things. And we can't do that because it's free speech isn't a personal thing.
I get it, Bronson. And I don't disagree with you. But
So why do you feel that way then? Why do you think that do you think free speech should be different for certain people?
Well, I think it is. It's obvious. We've seen it.
But you don't like that. Exactly.
I get it.
Most of the people on the right have been protesting.
I understand that.
So then why are you for it now? Most people on the right have been protesting the cancel culture.
If I remove my emotional component, okay, and I was in a position of voting as a fight, let's say to fight usury, I would remove my emotional component from it. But I'm talking right now what's going on with these young generation, the fact that it's so anti-Israel and anti-Judaism and anti-Semitic, I have a personal problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And
it
makes me want to pump up my chest and say, fuck you, motherfucker. And you're not going to threaten my Judaism. You're not going to threaten my fucking freedom. You're not going to threaten my family. It's like this. If someone threatens my family, there's going to be a problem. I'm just being honest. Banks go. So I hear you. I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but I think that it's that situation. The difference is, and I'm going to make this general statement. The difference is if it was 300 Jewish people, it would never even get violent. It would not get violent.
I agree with you, but we can't,
but it's not an if, because when you look at their circumstances in the prior, then you have to use your there is a subjectivity that comes involved when to shut it down, when it becomes unprotected speech.
But you can't say, Jews can protest because they never get violent. Arabs can't protest because they always get violent. And like you're saying, I agree with the idea of, if it's like it's personal to me, and so now I'm going to I feel differently about it. But like when it was woke stuff, I'm just like trying to put myself in the shoes, because let's say you are trans, and people are like vocally very anti-trans, a lot of people in this country, let's say, and you're like, this is threatening my life. My community, the trans community, this is threatening to our life. These people don't like our existence, and they're saying all these things. I think they should be canceled because this is personal to me. And then us on the other side of that debate, because we were on the other side of that debate, and we said, it doesn't matter. We should be able to say whatever we want to say, and it might be against, you might not like it. It might make you uncomfortable. It might, it's against who you are as a person. But we are allowed to say it because that's America. But then now when it's us, we're giving that right up. And then eventually, keep doing that.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying, I don't think there should be forums out there for people wanting to harm other people. I don't see any good to it. I know there's a First Amendment right to whatever, but I don't think there's one thing what you think or believe and what you say. And another thing, when you create a forum and you create and it grows to this mob aspect of it, I don't think that anyone has a right to. I just don't agree with that. I don't think, and there's nothing good that comes out of it. Nothing good, period. There's not one positive fucking thing that comes out of it. If there was 100 Jews sitting there and say, just add whatever, I hate Palestinians, nothing good comes out of that, period. I don't think people should be allowed to do that, period. What good comes out of that?
No, and I agree. And that's different than like making it illegal, though. being like, okay, this breaking it up.
I don't think they should allow it on. They should allow it in on public streets. I don't think they should allow it. I don't think they should. Nothing good comes out of it. I don't think they should allow a KKK to march. I don't think they should allow a fucking Nazis march. I think they should allow it.
I think they should.
Okay, I don't. I don't because
I think they should. Because promotion. Who am I to say that they can't do something? Because then they can say the exact same thing about me.
There's a difference. Because if you're, because we know the symbol, the swastika, what it stands for, we know that only promotes violence and hate and eradication of Jews and blacks and gays and Asians.
Do you hate Nazis?
Anyone that follows the Nazi regime, I fucking hate them.
Why? Like, you should be allowed to say that.
Saying it's different, just like someone said.
You should be allowed to march to that. But I think it'd be great if we got a
book. But don't you say it, the ideology, it's not like, if we had 100 people, it's not like we have, if we start an organization that says, our organization is our anti-Jews and anti-blacks, and we want to, they are subhuman beings, and we start an organization like that.
Yeah.
That organization not allowed to be get a permit and march in the streets and do whatever. Period.
Okay, no, but so you said Nazis shouldn't be able to march in the streets,
correct?
Because if they're marching under the banner of "we hate Jews and blacks,"
no, but it's more than even hate. The ideology is the extinction. Okay, right, the action, is a big difference. Yeah, yeah. It's not like out of the blue. What is it? It is all about what their ideology is. That to me is not freedom. That's not freedom of speech. I don't believe in that. Me personally, Jonathan Bloom, does not believe KKK is freedom of speech. I don't, because we know the ideology behind it. The swastika and the Nazis, we know the ideology. I'm not saying Germans. I don't care. I have nothing against Germans. I have against the Nazi regime. I have against the KKK. I have against anyone that wants eradication or harm to come to a particular group of people. If that's the ideology, I don't believe that should be
protected. You want harm to come to Nazis. You just said it.
I don't think I should be able to march to do that.
Why?
I think
you should be able to go out and say, I fucking hate Nazis.
That's a different story.
I want them all gone. Get them out of my country. Okay. I want them dead. I think you should be able to say that.
Get them out of my country is different than saying they want them all dead. I don't agree. Okay, I don't think either. You say that. I don't agree with you. I just don't agree with you. I don't think that should be protected speech.
Do you think you should go to jail for saying that? Like, that's crazy, Dad.
If
you feel that way. You should be able to say it.
If you said to me,
you think that you should go to jail for saying, I want to kill Nazis?
You said to me, as my lawyer, I'm your lawyer, and you said to me, I'm going to kill Bob.
Okay, no, but Dad, I'm saying you, that's a different scenario.
Why? I think they're ideology.
You think that someone should go to jail for saying, I think Nazis should be dead? That's, what do you mean? That's what we fought World War II over.
If you're marching over it, and you're promoting that? I think really? That incites riot.
No, I actually think they're doing a good thing by saying Nazis to be dead.
All right, fine.
You don't want Nazis to be dead?
I do.
Right. So why shouldn't you be able to say that? We fought a war over it.
I understand, Bronson. I gave my opinion. I don't think anything that promotes.
But why?
Because I don't feel that there's a, when you create, when you have a mob or spread the word of killing or eradicating people, I don't think that you should be allowed to do that.
But what if they're the bad guys and we're the good guys?
Well, then doesn't that become somewhat subjective? I don't know.
No, right, exactly. But like in World War II, we were fighting the Nazis, and in America, you better have fucking said, I want all the Nazis to be dead.
Okay.
Because they were the bad guys, and we all agreed on it. But right now, we don't agree on who the bad guys and the good guys are. Right? We have said many times, like, we've wished violence on many people many times throughout the years of this podcast.
Yes.
Because we think they're bad.
Right. So then,
and I think we should be able to say that.
I have to be the judge and the jury then.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I need to be the judge and the jury. So from now on, anytime when there's an issue not knowing, I can be the final decision maker and executioner.
And that, I think that'd be great. Perfect.
But it'd be a great world.
But I do. That's my core worry. Is like, yes, we do feel like we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. But they also feel that way. And we might they do. And we might know that we're the good guys.
I don't know if I agree with you on that.
You think they think they're the bad guys? The Nazis thought they were the good guys.
No,
they really thought they were. So, like you said, that's subjective. And I'm like, yes, exactly. It's subjective. So that's why you need to make a hard and fast rule that it's all free speech, right? Or none. Because if we think we're the good guys now, but if the bad guys get into power and they use our logic on us, then we don't have free speech. So that's why I'm saying you have to protect it no matter what. That's my belief.
I understand.
And that's what
I understand.
The Constitution's
I
belief is.
I hear
George
you.
Washington, Thomas Jefferson, that was their belief.
I hear you loud and clear. I really do.
And you're seeing left and right. Everyone is. And that also, it almost makes me feel like there's a bigger conspiracy. Because, so haven't you, we've talked about it, and you probably believe this, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that like over the last 5 years with all this woke shit and the left has been like using that as a weapon to like take more of our rights away. Like just woke ideology and like progressive liberal shit. They've been using it, like the government's gotten bigger and more powerful under the disguise of like just all the cancel culture stuff, all the identity politics, right? So it's like, it's a conspiracy theory, right? You could see it as a conspiracy theory, but it's like, it would be very smart if the government was like, okay, we want people to willingly give up their rights, which is what the left has been doing with the vaccines. You know, like people were like, yes, I willingly give you my right to not be able to go into a grocery store because we're in lockdown. Take it, government, right? Like people were willingly, voluntarily giving the government rights, but it was only on the left. But now people on the right are doing that. And so maybe it's like the government, which is the real bad guy. If I was someone and I was only getting 50% of people on my side, I would be like, how can I find a way to get everyone to give me their rights? Not just, I want the other people. And now we're seeing that. Ben Shapiro is like, there shouldn't be free speech. It's like, that's what the progressives have been doing over the last 5 years. That's what AOC says. That's what Biden says. And now Ben Shapiro is saying it. Now you're saying it. It's like that. If I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on, it's like that could be the government's plan all along. Like they could be trying to weaponize both sides so that everyone is a victim. Everyone's being attacked. Everyone's a victim. You know, everyone, right? Like the Jews, we're now victims because we're being attacked. So now we're like, yeah, we need to give up more rights so we can get government protection.
I don't think we're.
But 5 years ago,
I don't think we're giving up a right. I think that they should just say you cannot assemble here and fucking because it creates a riot. It's not protected speech.
But the Jews are playing the victim card in the last year, which is like, yes, we are victims, but we were very anti-victim card. Like the fact that the Jews asked that this is so cancel culture. The Jews, and you sent me this email, that the head of the Jewish student life or whatever at mm-hmm. USC asked for someone asked to cancel a speech at the graduation. 5 years ago, when the left was going to college campuses and canceling Ben Shapiro speeches and things like that, we were extremely against that. We said, words aren't violence. Someone should be able to say what they want to say, and if you don't like it, don't listen. But you shouldn't cancel the speech.
Valid point.
And now the Jews are using that exact playbook, and that's the liberal progressive playbook that we were against, but now we're for it. And that's why I'm like, that's a right we're giving up. We're saying, nope, a speech shouldn't be allowed. I don't like it. It's against what I believe. It's like, no, that's what they did and what we fought against, you know? And that's a right.
Yeah, you're right. But I think there's a double standard when it comes to the Jews.
I know, but fair. Okay.
I just think it's fucking double standard. I think we're going to stop. Let's start educating our own fucking people. Then people come from other countries to educate them. And if they don't.
Oh, no, but that's a totally different thing. What do you mean? That doesn't have to deal with Jews.
And I think that if it.
I agree with you on that.
I do believe in double standard. Just like I believe men are treated differently and women are treated differently. I believe in double standard.
Yeah, but also that's where a lot of anti-Semitism comes in, is they look at the world and they're like, the Jews are being treated unfairly. Or we're being treated unfairly, I mean. That's what they feel. They'll say as a non-Jew, they'll be like, the Jews are treated better than us. Why?
Why? Because we work hard and fucking do things.
And but you just admitted that we should be, you believe, because you just admitted that your belief is that Jews should be treated differently.
No, I believe that I have a double standard for what I think is right as wrong. It's just the reality of it. I hear what you're saying from an objective standpoint, but I'm telling you right now, I will, I'll give an example. Look at it this way. Let's say you have kids and you know your kid committed a crime. Are you gonna, and you know your kid committed the crime, do you do everything you can to get your kid off? Do you immediately turn your kid over to the police and say, he did the crime, let him serve 15 years?
No, I think it's different.
Standard.
I think
what about if you have a son or a daughter?
Wait,
one second. I'm just
gonna forget.
No. You won't forget that. I'll remind you. You have a son and a daughter. Same thing. Double standard.
Okay. So with that, though, I think the real issue.
With what?
I think the better way to look at it is not like the reality, or I guess the comparison that would be your kid commits a crime and you say that shouldn't be a crime. That's what it is.
No.
Not I'm going to hide them.
No, you it's know.
Saying, it's saying you that's know. Not a crime.
No, you
it's a crime when you do it.
No. You know your kid committed a crime. You can do everything you can to either get them off, get a lesser sentence, whatever it is, and whatever, and you're not going to so freely cooperate with the police or the state attorney's office because you want to protect your family. Well, I mean, there's a double standard there.
Yeah.
Do you have a son and a daughter? You tell your son, go out, have a good time, let me go get laid. You don't tell your daughter, come on, whenever, and if you ain't, go get laid. It's a double standard.
I know, but if
it's
we're talking
a
about
human
like,
component.
But that's an individual thing, too. Like, there shouldn't be a law in the books that says Jonathan Bloom's son, this is not
yes,
a crime
there should.
For.
Yes, there should be a law.
No, but that's what you're saying. Like, there should be, like, that's the Jews should have, like, no, there should be differences.
No, we're not, no.
You, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you fuck with what I believe in, I understand the law might be one thing. I'm going to change certain things that work for me because of what I believe in.
But that's anti-American.
No, Brian. I'm just talking.
Because then you're saying the government, like, no. The whole point is that we inscribe these things so that no matter what, you're protected.
I hear you. I'm not disagreeing with you saying, but I'm talking about it as a human being that we all,
that's when rights get away is when it gets personal and individualized.
I don't think the freedom of speech rights will ever be taken away.
But they are. People have been, like, what was cancel culture over the, we literally have a segment, we have a song about it. We were, for years, we were talking publicly, being like,
people. That's not the government taking the freedom of speech. That's just people act like fucking idiots because of social
media. But the government was very supportive of it, and that's how it works. It's a slow, step-by-step process.
I don't think your First Amendment rights will be taken away. I don't think that will ever be the case.
You don't think that First Amendment rights have been chiseled out over the last 5 years? You don't think the Biden administration and progressives have... You think we have as strong as freedom of speech now that we did when your grandfather was my age? My grandfather was my age?
Yeah, you can still say people just socially don't think it's correct. Like, oh, you can't say the word retard. You can't say the N-word. And I hear you because they're saying it's...
But also, you get kicked out of schools. You lose jobs. It's like that, even though that's not a legal thing, that's still your freedom of speech. That's a societal idea of freedom of speech that doesn't really... It's not as strong as it used to be. Legally,
it's
sure.
Not, but
our
maybe,
societal,
but,
cultural
but maybe,
idea.
Listen, but maybe...
And the laws follow society.
Wait, but maybe, just maybe, because when they use the N-word back when there was slavery or the rights given to black people, it was more acceptable. But we've grown. We're not as ignorant. We're not as stupid. So what? So people shouldn't say that word. You know what I'm saying? Because I hear what you're saying. They should have the right to. I get it. But we've grown as people to just say that, what's the point?
But society and culture shouldn't punish someone for something that they shouldn't
but
do.
But society does it all the time, unfortunately.
I know, but that's not good. That's what you're saying they should keep doing that.
Unplug the fucking internet. It's a problem.
No, but it's not an internet thing. The Columbia students were there in person. It's happening mouth to mouth.
That will always, when it incites right and you have that 100% what's going on in the world with October 7th and the dichotomy between the Palestinians and the Jews and all this stuff. It's on the news every day and the group keeps getting larger and larger and a Jew walks through and it causes an assault and battery. That is 100% unprotected speech.
100%.
There's difference. So that's why I want to say at the very beginning, it's somewhat of a subjective factual basis that when it gets in the litigation, because you and I will never, we might agree on some things, we might not agree on what is protected and what First Amendment speech.
The protected
the
for
fact
sure.
Component. We agree you have to on look that. At the facts. Yeah. Of each circumstance, and then the court will make a ruling.
Once you said assault and battery, then I was like, oh yeah, definitely.
No, but I'm saying prior to that.
Sure. Like this whole thing, we were talking more about like the principle of it.
You're talking about more matter of fact, black and white of the,
I'm not saying matter of fact. I'm just saying we have to treat free speech as a 100% thing. That's it. There can't be carve outs and caveats.
But I'm not saying a carve out. And I'm saying,
Jews should have a double standard.
And I'm saying I, Jonathan Bloom, me.
No, I thought you...
I'm saying me.
I thought you said Jews.
No, I never said Jews. No, that's a stupid statement.
No, we had a whole conversation.
No, I'm saying... I'm saying me personally. Like, that's why I use the analogy of saying if it's not my son committed a crime or it's having a son and a daughter. But I think it's unfortunately, there's so many, when you make a determination, you have to really look at the facts on a case by case basis of the events.
And I definitely am talking about more generalizations and more theory.
And I agree with you in the theory. I agree 110% with you in the theory component, but there's a part of me that it's so close to me, and I agree, and you're right with saying with the whole Ben Shapiro thing, that I think that if someone threatens something that's important to me, I'm all about fucking, you do what you got to do. I know it goes against.
That's violence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, but that's not protected.
I think sometimes shit needs to be, you know, like the pack rests, correct itself. I don't know. We're going around in circles.
Yeah. I've noticed a lot that people like.
You're right.
People who were very pro free speech are saying yes, but. And it's like.
You're right.
They were freaking out. Those same people were freaking out when a trans person said yes, but. And so it's like, why? Like,
but I also like, if someone's going to talk about trans people, I get it. They could do what they want. But if they're talking about harming trans people, I don't agree with it. If someone says trans people should be killed, okay? And if they say that hypothetically, because they're not, it's not the Nazi regime, which we know what it stands for, that, okay?
Right.
If someone just has their, how they want to treat their sexuality, how they want to look or how they want to act, whatever it is, and if someone says and has a form to do it and their cranium's growing, trans people should be killed, these are bad people.
I don't think they should be in jail for saying that. No, but I think that they're morally very wrong. And as society, we should shun them.
I know, but more so, you got to watch these people. You got to see what they're doing. You got to shut it down because it becomes like an incel or it's a problem because it starts.
For sure.
And, you know, that's like.
And right, and like, where do you draw the line? Like, once a person is saying something, like, eventually it'll probably become.
Well, if they're growing
and it might
the numbers,
be too late.
Right.
But where do you stop that? And that's tricky.
And
100%.
That's where we have to rely on our people, our Secret Service, our government, whatever it is.
Well, we don't trust any of them.
I know, I'm just saying, but there are people.
We don't trust the CIA. We don't trust the FBI. They're all corrupt, evil organizations.
We have to. I think stop some things before they get down. And if you're like, oh my God, they had no right to stop it. Really, what's the harm? You stop the wrong thing. What's the harm? You're not promoting
at that
good
level, right? But then they take that same justification and they stop me on this podcast from saying how I feel about something.
No, but then it's good.
That's the harm.
Because then we have our First Amendment rights. We can litigate if we want. What happens is if you go to a jury or the Supreme Court of the United States and we're saying this and it's just us as opposed to, and we're not saying, kill this person, okay, or this kind of group of people. When the courts rule on it and evaluate, they look at the purpose, they look at the intent.
Yeah, but if it's by a jury, and we've just been saying, like, society as a whole has chiseled away at what we value in the First Amendment, right? Like, freedom of speech has been slowly chiseled away, right? If you're, and then I said laws are downstream of culture, right? Like, society. Laws come from what people, how people feel. So it's like if you're saying, oh, the juries and the courts will just, it will all work, like people will be able to decide easily, like not easily, but it'll be clear what is hateful, what is not, what is violence, what is not.
It's never clear.
I know, but what I'm saying is like if society keeps chiseling away at the idea of the First Amendment, then eventually the actual First Amendment will get chiseled away.
Maybe, but listen, but laws.
But that's the whole point of the First Amendment is that it should never be touched. That's why it's in our Constitution.
I'm not saying touch the.
You did. At the beginning, you said we might. You said we might need to rewrite some things.
I'm so much joking about that. But what I'm saying, I don't think the Constitution will be touched. But I think there's different interpretations and different jurisdictions, different courts and levels. And some judges are certain ways. And this is why case law is made. But by
interpretations, right? Like if the Supreme Court interprets.
There's no way around it. There's no way around that, Bronson. That's just the way it is.
No, there is a way around it if we stick to our principles.
Okay, but we have the principles.
And not let personal emotions change them.
But we live in a realistic world, so we have certain cores and foundations, but there's a humanistic component when people make decisions, even if they're fiduciary.
So I'm definitely being...
Rules change, laws change.
But sometimes they change the worse.
Of course, I agree with you.
Yeah, and that's scary.
It was very scary. But remember when you did your appellate brief for law school, you cited different jurisdictions because you might not have a case law on your side to support your jurisdiction. And you might say, oh, well, maybe the judge will agree. Maybe the judge won't agree. That's just the way it is. But I agree from an idealistic standpoint. I agree that we should have all of our First Amendment rights. But I have I just, from going one step past the idealistic component, each one, the determination on what is or is not First Amendment protected speech, there's elements to it. What is or is not protected. And it's those case-by-case scenarios and those facts surrounding that event which will determine whether or not it was protected or not.
Yeah.
And if a court determines it was not protected or vice versa, there's an appellate court you can go to. And that's what what happens.
Yeah.
That's all.
One of the classes I'm taking next semester is just on the First Amendment, the whole class. It's just called...
Oh, boy. Lucky.
No, so lucky me. No, but it'll be interesting to see maybe like if we have this conversation again in December.
I'm not having this conversation with you.
After I've learned, like... Who knows? I might change. I might be way less idealistic and be like, oh no, it is factual, whatever. You know, I'm just curious.
I think you're idealistic. What you're saying is 100% on point. I agree with everything you're saying. I'm just saying, see, from a legal standpoint, the way the system works, it's you might like, and again, I'm going to say this. If you say to me, I'm going out and marching, and the police shut you down, right? For example, like when BLM spray painted the BLM on the streets, and they were allowed to. And I said it because they were saying that was allowed to. But if I started painting on the right outside a street and a cop saw it, they would shut me down.
Do you think you should be shut down?
Okay. I don't think anyone should be able to deface government property, period. I don't think a political view, religious views, I don't think anyone should be able to deface it. Yeah. And there's a forum for...
Well, I didn't know what you were talking about, government property.
That's what I'm talking about. They did it. They did it. Okay? And not the government. The government allowed it, is what I'm saying. I'm saying if I did it, they would shut me down and arrest me. Now,
as you should be, right?
I mean,
no, but that's important.
I think yes.
Okay,
but
right.
My point is, but I have the right to go to the lower courts, and if I don't like, go to higher courts, and eventually maybe see if the Supreme Court would take it, if whatever, to say that my constitutional rights were violated, and I'd have to give my factual background behind and the reason why. I might say, because you allowed BLM on this, whatever it might be.
And right, you're distinguished.
And you're doing selective enforcement, whatever it might be, and so forth. And I might prevail or I might lose. I don't know, but that's what the outcome will be. I have to accept it. Even if I were to lose that case, and it went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's found me still that it was not protected speech by doing what I did.
Then it is right. That is what it is.
I still disagree.
Right, but
and say my first, and I would tell everyone my First Amendment rights were violated. That's just the system.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
All right. All right, Bronny. I love you.
Love you.
Take care, everybody.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see at their people are stupid.